Hey, on today's catch-up, relive our very special farewell show for our Captain Paul.
Hear how we bared our bums for bowel cancer.
Oh, there was that amazing and moving, can I say, montage of Captain Paul's career.
Matt performs not one, but two songs.
Oh, do I?
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry, we'll get busy. Yeah.
And Claire and I share some very special memories.
Yeah, it's been a long journey and worth celebrating. That's it for us for 2019.
Bye.
We'll see you in January next year.
See you January 6th.
After you get this Claire, Matt and Kimber catch-up, get great savings at Chemist Warehouse.
Claire, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Hi, Captain Paul. Premier Mark McGowan here. After 30 high-flying years, you'll be sorely missed on the airways of Perth. I'm sorry that I can't be there today, but as the leader of this great state that you've impacted so much with your valuable traffic reports and jokes over the last three decades, I have the distinct honour of counting down to the big moment that everyone is there for today. So, assume the position Perth. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bear your bum for bowel cancer.
Bear your bum for bowel cancer. Hang on, everybody. Not yet. Just keep it there. Just hold on right now. We're not done with your bums yet. Every photo opportunity possible. Not yet, not yet. We're done with your bums. Well done, everybody. You legends.
Yeah.
We did it.
We
did it!
Perth bums are the best bums in Australia!
Good on you! Woo!
We are so proud of you guys. We did it! Captain, what a...
Oh, my God.
What a morning. We did it, mate. I accidentally...
Fantastic.
I accidentally took a look.
Did you?
Sorry, man.
All the bums that we saw, we got the eye view.
We got the eye position.
It was fantastic. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Superstars.
Well done.
Well done. Thank you.
Great cause.
Most appreciated. Yeah. Great cause. Fantastic. If we can save lives, fantastic.
Oh, who got butterflies just before you did it? Get a bit nervous?
Was it a bit fun?
It was fun. Did we hold it just a little bit long, maybe? Oh, who cares? It's about getting that message across, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It was fantastic. And it's a great like, result. Lots of people there. It's fantastic.
There's nothing like getting a message across and nuding up at the same time.
Love it.
Yeah. Was this what you were expecting when you said you want to have a big party when you
nothing
leave?
Nothing like what I thought. There's so many people. So much support. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Our wonderful
Absolutely
listeners.
Absolutely wonderful.
And we'd also thank our celebrities who joined us today. Damian Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
Yeah!
Tanya Armstrong, of course, from our footy team joining us as well. And we've got representatives from 9 and from 7. Adrian Barrich. And Lockie Reed from 10 joining us as well. Sensational. And our mighty friend, of course, in Rob Broadfield, joining us down here as well. Yeah. He might critique our butts after that, I think. Oh, what a morning. Sensational.
I feel so privileged to be a part of this. And thank you. Like, honestly, you guys don't know how much of a difference this makes to us.
Oh,
Captain Paul has just said to us this whole time how much he's loved getting your messages. And it's true, because we meet you and you're such genuine folk, and we're so thrilled to be able to bring you a show every day. So thanks so much for sharing with us.
Give yourselves another cheer and a round of applause. Well done, everybody.
Thank
we're not
you.
Done yet. There's more to come. Of course, we have a montage for the ages for your wonderful 30-year career, Paul, and so much stuff we've done with you, mate. Plus, Matt's got a very special tribute in song for you before we wrap up.
And we will hear from you. You know, we want to hear what you've got to say. You've got a chance to say goodbye to the people of Perth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your speech written, mate? You a bit nervous?
Nervous.
Oh, God, he's already gone quiet.
I think it's appropriate this morning, folks. Let's hear it for our Captain Paul, because he is simply the best.
Claire, Matt and Kimber.
What a sensational but surreal day, folks. We are alive on Swanbourne Beach.
Oh, it is great.
Are.
Thank you so much to all our wonderful listeners who have come down to bear their bums. They're standing in the sun with their Cancer Council approved sunscreen.
Of course they are.
Ready to go, because, gee, we picked a hot day for it.
Can I just say how appropriate that our winner, of course, of the massive summer score was a guy called Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of Paul, Captain Paul, how are you feeling, mate? Because something's
fantastic.
Something very special.
I'm excited
happened
now.
In the skies over the beach, what just happened?
Brian, had a chat to Brian, who's flying one of my favourite aeroplanes, a Cub.
Yep.
And my beautiful sign in the back saying farewell, Captain Paul.
Oh, how appropriate was that?
A giant love heart as well.
You'll see it this morning. It's flying all over Perth, so keep an eye out for the skies.
As long as that budget didn't come out of our final pay, it'd be.
Can we just set the scene and say that the weather is like a glass top out here at Swanbourne today?
It has a surf.
But there are 250 odd of the most magnificent people in Perth with us on the beach. to all of those who registered, we thank you very much. Yes. We had to cap it at a limit, cap the limit of bums down here today.
We did, and I've been watching the rehearsals. Very good work, everybody. Yeah. Very good work.
Oh, apart from that bloke in the front row.
Yeah, apart from that bloke.
It would have been super weird if it was just like the five of us. So thanks so much. We couldn't do it without you. We really appreciate you coming down.
Yeah, but we can't go any further than, and we can't bare our bums without hearing about the journey so far.
Absolutely.
Here it is.
Earlier this year, I was starting getting a few cramps and stuff in my stomach. So I came into work and told Tom, our producer, who then quickly got onto the phone and organised a doctor. Went in for a CT scan. We found a lump and it's cancer. So bottom of the stomach, IC valve into the colon. Certainly made me sort of reevaluate things in my life. When you get a smack in the face to going, you could die, do something about it. I'm doing something about it. So I'm actually going to retire.
Oh, really?
Oh. It really hurts to hear you say it.
I know it does. I feel really cheery. Like.
I would just like to congratulate Captain Paul for a fantastic, successful career.
I remember Paul leaving and then returning without Chucky. It was kind of weird because it was nice to know him flying around above us and letting us know what was going on.
I've heard him on the radio my entire life. I'm only 23 and his jokes were the highlight of every morning of my school run.
This can't be the way that we just go, oh, okay, now you're not on air anymore.
No, like, I expect some big party or something.
It needs to be the party to end all parties.
Okay, we're going to do something. You'll go out with a bang, don't worry.
Kerry, what can we do for our captain as a farewell?
I think you should do a fundraising festival for bowel cancer.
Oh, yes.
That's a great idea.
I like that idea.
What, are we going to chuck a Mooney or something?
Captain with a brown eye.
The world's biggest brown eye. Jason and Naranda, will you do it, buddy?
Oh, definitely. I would definitely do the fruit basket.
Alison, would you do it for Captain Paul?
Yes, me and my daughter would definitely do it.
Michelle in Mandurah, would you be keen to bare your bum for Captain Paul?
Absolutely, and I've already been recruiting.
Terry, would you do it for the captain?
Oh, hell yes.
I can't believe how many people are doing this. Blue moon. The only issue is...
We need permission. We need to talk to our boss. Erica joins us this morning. Erica, good morning. Welcome.
The one thing I would ask of you, and I'll need this as a guarantee, if we are going to bare our bums for bowel cancer, that you guys let me bare my bum too.
Hey! You can't get better support than that.
Let's do it.
How are you feeling about all this, Paulie?
I think it sounds fantastic.
And are you prepared to bare your bum?
Yes, I put some powder on and I make it all pretty and I'm there.
The biggest problem we do have, though, is that I don't know where we're going to do it.
At like your house.
Why don't we do it down in Nutty Beach? Down in Swanbourne?
Swannies?
Yeah, there's no legality, is there? Because it's a Nutty Beach.
Yeah, it won't make any difference.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Dance off.
We have created Mix 94.5's Bare Your Bum for Bowel Cancer. Juicy. Damian Martin, we want to know, are you going to get your bum out?
I'm going to start doing squats for one reason, one reason only, and that's to get the bum out. So, it's not going to be pretty, but it'll be out.
Adrian Barrich, are you on board?
This is my last opportunity to bare my butt before I get into that hot zone of being a little bit older.
Yesterday, I got into the mirror in the bathroom and
I
thought,
training.
I'm going to pull my pants down and just see what other people could see, because I don't even know what my bum looks like.
Did you post a video on Instagram?
No. Right. And I thought, I need to teach myself just how far do you bend over, just, to, you know, because that stuff...
I could have given you all this information.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I tried in the privacy of my own home, and let's just say the first time I did it, I went down too far.
No such thing.
Check it out.
Karen from Le Beau Day Spa has come in to help poor Maddie get his bum waxed.
Oh. This is not the area that I'm most concerned about.
You worried about the forest a bit lower?
You don't have a particularly hairy bum.
No, I don't.
It's like, so you don't have to do as much work.
No, but as we get sort of deeper into the cave, it gets a little bit more sensitive and hairy.
Well, there might be some bats fly out of there.
There could be. I think there's a Thai soccer team in there. Oh, my God. Oh, that's deep. Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Before the invention of drones and gadgets. In a world before we spars. In a time before time. A baby boy was born.
Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Captain Paul's joke of the day?
What's green and flies?
What is green and flies?
Super pickles.
Super pickles!
Captain Paul.
Daughter comes home to the mum and says, Mama, I met a lovely Irish boy today.
And the mum goes, oh, really?
Oh, no.
You're right there, Paul?
He stuffed it up.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? Yeah.
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Oh, God. I like to eat. Uncle Toby's La Snacks. I have become addicted to those.
La Snacks.
They're the best, aren't they? Yeah, I love them too. And you don't waste the three biscuits on it. You only use two. Chuck one biscuit and it has two, so it's a decent serve of it when you do it.
Okay, just writing that
down. What do you do with the other biscuit, Paul?
Chuck it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, really?
Too, on three biscuits, it's too thin.
Of course Captain Paul's got a strategy for La Snacks.
Yeah.
A frozen food company in the UK, they're looking for a new employee. They need a chicken nugget connoisseur.
Oh, it's me.
I think it might be for you, Captain Paul. It involves eating products and giving feedback to bosses.
Captain Paul's
I'm not giving you any food back.
Well, the
feedback.
Oh, sorry, feedback. God's food back.
Our friend Pete Corelli is with us.
We'd have our Coral Coast trip that we do every year. Captain Paul went on one of them. It was the Friday night. He'd got onto the lolly waters.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Because company was paying.
I reckon about an hour in, he was just about done, and we managed to capture this.
Give me another Pina Colada, please. Pina Colada.
Now, Paulie, you tell jokes on our show every morning. What do you reckon your strike rate is of success?
Oh, it's huge.
Is it? Oh, well, no.
I'm a joker.
Did you hear about the superhero with a lisp who always worked out? He's Thor.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear.
Do you know what you call a snail on a ship? Snailer?
What?
My poor dog Bella, she's got two sore feet. Yeah, but lucky I've got some pawpaw cream for her.
Are you even sure that that's a real joke?
Are you even trying?
It's Christmas Day and today is when you shine. So you've got the stage, mate. You just knock away as many Christmas jokes as you like.
Okay. My girlfriend left me earlier due to my obsession as my job with as a customer. Start that again.
Captain Paul is about to have a crack at a song as a suggestion from Matt Titsimuhood. Are you playing everything?
I'm doing everything. Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
It's a one-man band.
Okay. Oh, it's not playing.
Oh, dude. Oh. That's why I asked the question.
It's not playing. No, it's just right.
Oh, God, okay. Now he's going to have to go a cappella.
Scarborough, 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 Scarborough. Oh, Scarborough.
The first bit was my favourite.
Mandara. Way down the freeway on the right hand side.
Slim Dusty.
Twice the water of Sydney Harbour's on the other side of the country.
Oh.
Balga, balga, baby. Stop. It's my mission to get you the next edition. Balga's the place. If you're off your face, check it.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Yesterday, we went on a jet ski out into the ocean off the beach here at Exmouth to see some majestic creatures. Close encounter with whales.
Mm.
Someone got more excited than the rest of us.
It was just Paul watching the fireworks.
It was just fantastic. I've got some great photos.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with that footage?
So, nothing.
So that's just for your personal record?
It's just for my personal record.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah, I
wouldn't try and sell it or anything.
Oh,
no,
okay.
A little birdie has told us you have been trying to flog your footage.
Really?
This is on our producer Tom's phone.
Tom, Paul here. Do you want to give us a call back? I've got some good whale footage from today, and I thought I might try and flog a bit to Channel 7, but give us a call if you reckon that's worth it. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow.
Do you want to know about my toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Mine's fully carpeted, and I've got a heater in there.
But you've got a heater in your toilet.
And I close the door, put the heater on, make a coffee, and then come back, and then it's all nice and warm. The seat's warm, everything's beautiful.
You make a coffee in the toilet.
He's renting it out to a student.
Yeah, look, I've got to come clean. Over the holidays, I became hooked on auctions after only going once.
Yeah.
Going twice. Yesterday, as I looked at my naked body in the mirror, I thought to myself, gee, I'm going to get thrown out of IKEA any minute now. This guy goes to a psychologist and he says, look, doctor, you've got to help me. My wife is unfaithful to me. Every evening she goes to Larry's bar and she picks up men. In fact, she sleeps with anybody. What do you think I should do? And the doctor says, look, relax and take a deep breath and calm down and tell me exactly where is Larry's bar.
Yeah, I miss you.
Ooh. Episodes.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
It's time to bring a little bit of, I believe the word is gravitas, to the situation.
Sure.
Kimber and I are going to get into the standing position.
This is pretty serious now.
They're not doing rehearsal of bearing their bums, of course.
This is going to be a cappella, so feel free to join in with Clarzy with the bum, 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 bum. Bum.
Bum, 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 bum. I'm sure you can help me with that, folks.
Okay, go along. Let's jump in.
Are we ready?
Yes, let's go.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm waiting for your cue.
We've all come here for Captain Paul's bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
And just to celebrate all the great things he's done.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum.
But mostly here to honor his scrawny bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
To tell his stupid cancer off now you run into the sun and out of Paul's bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yes, we love him, Captain Paul's our great chum.
Bum, 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 bum.
He's always there for you and ready for fun.
Bum, 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 bum.
He has a message for you about your bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make sure you do the test in the mailbox it comes. 5 minutes it's done for a healthy bum.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum.
So we wish him well, yes, we'll miss our chum, poor shepherd we love.
Bum, bum.
Hey!
Christmas cheer!
Christmas cheer!
Beautiful!
Brilliant, thank you.
The little bummer boy.
The little
Beautiful work, guys.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
So we thought, Matt, a tribute in song for our man.
Well, buddy, you know we've laughed so much together and, I miss you. I miss you on air so much. I know I'll see you more and more. But your sense of humour has been so brilliant, how you've been dealing with your cancer diagnosis and your treatment. But I just thought it was time not for a laughing matter and to let you know how loved you are from the bottom of our hearts. So I thought I'd let someone else do that with one of your favourite songs.
No!
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house in Denmark where we could live.
Nice.
If I were a sculptor, then again, no, just a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best that I can do. My gift is this song, and Captain, this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Beautiful.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how
how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Love you, buddy.
Absolutely beautifully sung.
Sensational.
Gorgeous, my favourite song. Beautiful.
Right on, Matty.
Beautiful voice.
Well, Paul, it's been a long time, mate. It's been a long time. We don't mean to apply any undue pressure. We know what you're going through, but this is your moment to say whatever you feel like saying.
Funny that I was just saying to you a moment ago, I had not even thought about saying anything, hadn't written anything down.
Great prep, dude.
was it a surprise to you, was it, you'd be here today?
It's how I winged it for 30 years.
Sorry, bud, you finished.
Look, firstly, I'd like to thank all of the beautiful listeners for being part of this and actually keeping me here for 30 years, because if you didn't like me, I wouldn't be here. And it took me 30 years to get used to people. When it first started, I didn't like the publicity at all. I wanted to go and run and hide. And over the 30 years, I've realised how special it is to actually grow with people the whole time. I mean, a lot of people here who've been around for the whole 30 years and all of the journey and the things that have gone on. And it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to all the people that have registered and who be part of it. And I'm going to cry.
That's all right.
I just wanted to thank all the listeners first for being a big part of it. And then my mixed family, my Perth family, is like, it's going to be the hardest part is to leave all you guys. It really is going to be really difficult, and everyone who's been involved. I'm going to miss it all, and I'm going to make sure that I hit Erica and Gina up so I can do a little bit and not disappear completely, and maybe do a little bit next year and see where we're going. I'm going to build an aeroplane, and Dan is going to document the whole thing. And as long as I don't kill myself, I'll be around a bit. But thank you all very much. I really, really appreciate all the support, and I feel very, very special. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our Captain Paul. What do you reckon? What about three cheers for our great man? Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
And we think it's fitting that there's one more joke. What do you reckon? And maybe another traffic report.
Please.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, we've got a little something that we wanted to give to you, Paul. We don't know how to give you a gift.
No way.
So,
Chuckies.
This is from Chucky Paul's long-term plane with a... it's been put on a plug.
Chucky control!
Here is the control right
no
there.
No way!
He found his steering wheel.
Up there with
thank you so much.
It is the actual steering wheel from Chucky the plane. It's the real thing.
Get out of here.
Mounted for you, Paulie.
This is when I stuffed up and pushed the wrong button. And swore on air.
Yep.
Now's my chance, because there's no dump button here. I could actually do it. No. Don't do it.
Yeah. Kids in cars, mate.
It doesn't look like much on the mount, but we thought you would recognise it.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Who's staying that little bit?
So if people can see what we've got there. That's Captain Paul's, Chucky's controls there. It cost us $90,000, so Paul's going to pay it back like a hex head.
And it's still got the little sticker there that says how to land.
I tell you what, because I'm going to build an aeroplane next year. And fly it. It's going to be a glider, and I'll stick this. I'll take this off and use these as controls and put it back.
Oh, beautiful.
So it looks like the control to a PlayStation. I don't know if I want to get in that.
This has got 10,000 hours on it, this little control column.
Don't we all, mate?
And speaking of holding that, you know, so my final joke, my favourite joke, is when I was a teenager. Oh.
No, you're not allowed.
What we've got for you instead is
a great song.
This is a song we can all join in on.
This is a song for everyone.
Should we do this first? Hold fire on the joke. Nice hooking, though, to get through.
Okay.
Well done. We like the fact that you're thinking about recycling with the wheel. But Claire,
Matt and Kimber. Celebrating our fabulous Captain Paul, who's done 30 years and 2 days on air. Is this the second day?
Or 2 days.
This might be third day three.
You might be day three.
But, you know, we've got so many people here who have known you a long time.
Yes. But legends of radio, John Burgess, of course. Rob Broadfield is here.
Yes.
But there's someone else who's been in radio a long time.
Who knows you very
well.
For some 25-plus years. Mr. Dean Clares.
Wally, what have you been doing?
Well, what I thought I'd do is do the A to Z of Captain Paul. I think it's important. There are some important touch points in your life, your career, and the things we know about you.
It's my sonnies.
You're right. Are you ready to go, everyone? The A to Z of Captain Paul. Yeah. Let's hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, my mate Captain Paul, A is for accident prone, like drilling through your hand and not going to the doctor.
Yes.
B is for Bella, your partner in crime.
Oh. Yeah.
C is for courage, which we see every day these days. D is for drones, like the one on the bottom of the bloody Indian Ocean out there. Sorry about that. E is for early morning alarms. You don't have to set one anymore, mate.
Yay.
F is for family, because that's what it's all about.
Yep.
Of course, G is for good times. We just heard it, but that's for the past 30 years and the next 30 years for you.
Yep.
H is for happy, because that's the way you make all of us feel here today and around Perth. I is for ideas, because your brain has 47 of them on the go right now. You always hear about the damn things. J is for jokes. We've been groaning but loving them at the same time for 30 years plus. Of course, K is for karaoke. You can't resist getting up and having a crack at an Elton John classic. Yeah. L is for lunch, especially if it's a free one at work.
Loves a free lunch.
M is for milk. Unlike any other adult, you guzzle it by the litre.
Yes.
So strange. N is for nom nom nom, which is a noise you make when you're enjoying your food.
And other things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, careful. O is for ocean, in it, on it, or over it. And we're right next to it today, which is fitting. P is for pilot, and a cheerio to those Chinese visitors who thought they were going to die on your plane that day.
Yeah. Sure,
sure. Q is for Qantas for supplying the first-class pyjamas that ended up being your eating shirt.
Oh, the best eating shirt.
R is for Rolly Road, which gets a mention every morning, even if there's no traffic on the deck. S is for swimwear, because you wear it well. See Exhibit A, everybody. Captain Paul,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we'll put that up on Facebook, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Where are we? Swimwear. T is for traffic. You help Perth through busy traffic for 30 years. Well done, mate.
Mm.
U is for under the studio desk, where you sometimes slept. Amongst other things. V is for the value of your superannuation, which I stir you mercilessly about every week. W is for wheeze bars, your favourite summer treat.
Yes. Mm.
We'll have to get you some. X is for the X Factor. That's why you have it in spades and why we love you so much. Y is for young, the eternal teenager. Let's hear it for the eternal teenager.
Yeah. Yes.
Peter Pan.
Woo-hoo. Whizzing past on his electric skateboard. And Z is for... Z is for... Who bloody cares? We love you, mate.
Yeah. We love you, Paul.
Thanks, buddy. Clizzy,
Matt and Kimber. We've got a pretty handy one associated with the show this week.
Ooh, oh, yes. Chemist Warehouse. They really are the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
They certainly are, Kimber. We're talking Giorgio Armani Code for Men, 75 mil for $89.99.
That's a beautiful. Good one. Have you smelt that one?
Oh, I haven't, no.
It's very nice.
Okay, what about the Burberry London for Men, 100 mils for $49.99?
Oh, that sounds spiffy.
Or should I have said, yeah, Burberry London.
Maybe it's because you're a Londoner. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Clizzy, Matt
and Kimber. Oh, look, I mean, I hope, Paulie, that we demonstrate to you every day how much we love and respect you. I hope that we show that to you in all the ways. But I wanted to say a few extra things if I can.
Okay. Thank you for being a
friend. Captain Paul, what a bloody good egg you are. You just, all the wonderful things that people are saying about you are 100% true. You're the only person who offers to help someone move house and actually follows through with it.
That's true.
You have driven us around, babysat our dogs. You even invite us over to your family's Christmas lunch. Of course, I can't come because you insist on saying nom, nom, nom every time you eat something. But the thought is there. And we want to thank you for your morning attitude, because these mornings are grueling and it's so important how we come in every day. And I love the way that you sing along to every song. And you have a beautiful voice, despite what people hear on Hits From Your Hood. And laughing at our lame jokes every morning and helping to keep our energy up. And in 11 years, I have only seen you cranky once. And it turns out if there's no coffee or milk...
Oh, yeah!
Your caffeine demon reigns supreme. I did not even know who you were that day. But every other day, you just want to share the love. And even to the point where Bella the dog didn't want to be my friend. And so you secretly sticky-taped a schmacko under my desk so that she would hang around me and I would think that the two of us were bonding.
Aww.
Sweet.
We have missed you on air. We really have in the last few months. And this cancer thing, it really sucks bowels. And it is brilliant that our friendship will continue and how awesome it is that we get to express our love for you and share it with the whole city.
Mm.
Thank you.
You're warm, you're funny, you're a gentleman most of the time, and it has been an absolute privilege working with you. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift is your Mix family, who bear their bums to say, thank you for being a friend.
Thank you.
Oh, darling, that's beautiful.
That's lovely.
Awesome. Beautiful.
beautiful words. Thank you very much.
Kimber with some definitely moving moments there. She's not crying, of course. That's just a fly.
No,
in
no. Hay yeah. fever. A
couple of flies in her eye. hey, that was really nice. Well done,
yeah.
Casey.
Thank you, so gorgeous. True. Yeah. So true.
Leslie and Kimber, we're just minutes away from what it's all about today, apart from saying sayonara to you, buddy. Just purely from a work point of view after all of this time, and that is bearing your bums for bowel cancer. And we've got a whole lot of people down the beach, including some of our friends from the show.
Now, after hearing that, people might think, well, Captain Paul's a coffee snob. He's angry because there's no roasted Arabica, whatever.
He's a coffee snob.
But actually, it's not that. The coffee machine was working fine. It's the caterer-sized tin of international roast.
It's true.
That's what he was angry about.
We can save it at the office now. No one else drinks that stuff. So we'll save $2
always,
a month.
Always have a tin for you, mate.
Yeah. That was beautiful, Kimber.
Thank you. That was lovely.
We love you, Paul.
Can we have a couple of mops over here, thank you.
Plenty, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
So let's have a look at what some of our listeners had to say about you.
I can get to sleep.
Hey, Captain Paul, going to miss you. I can remember when you were flying around Perth doing the traffic report. I hope you have the wonderful retirement that you deserve. Sherry from Mirrabooka.
Stay and think positive, Captain Paul. Best medicine you can get. That's what helped me over the last 3.5 years since my diagnosis. Was given months to live. Still here. You got this, Graham from Albany.
Captain Paul, I've been with you all those 30 years since you started flying your plane to do the traffic, becoming part of Perth. I've been having a secret affair with you. You've been on the radio waves and with me listening on my clock radio in the morning and driving to work all this time. Take care, you'll be greatly missed.
Going to miss that great voice on my favourite radio station, Captain Paul's traffic updates, but most of all, his jokes and his laugh. All the very best, Captain Paul. Debbie from Janebrook.
I listen to 94.5 since I was a kid. My favourite memory of Paul is in the car ride to school and starting my day with one of his jokes. You're one of a kind and I hope you recover quickly. Jenny from Lansdale.
Hey, Captain Paul. Love that happy face and keep on smiling. Every time we see that face, we can't help laugh. Your jokes are incredibly bad but good. Wishing you all the best, Stewie from Byford.
Worst jokes ever, but loved every single one of them. Mel the Roses, Captain Paul, love your family and your friends. Tess from Mount Rishon.
Farewell, Captain Paul. I've listened to you since you started and even laughed at sometimes at your silly jokes. Take care. Trish from Mundaring.
Captain Paul, I've listened to you from the first day. You made me laugh and laugh every day. I wish you strength and courage for your journey ahead. Fly high, Captain. We are with you. Elaine from Byford.
If you can use some exotic booze...
Letting a woman there having a secret affair with you.
Oh, yeah, what a pity you couldn't turn some of those secret affairs into real ones.
In reality, yeah. What was that on there? Could have told you about it.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We thought it was fitting that we get one more joke from the captain.
Oh, the final joke ever that's going to go to air. Oh.
But firstly, we need to do our traffic.
Oh, no.
We're doing the joke first.
Look at you. Can't wait to go
gonna,
back to
joke
your
first.
Role.
Yeah, we're going to do the joke, but we need the joke intro.
Producer's always producing.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, well, Dad came into my bedroom when I was 14 and he said, "Stop that, Paul, or you go blind." And I said, "I'm over here, Dad."
Yeah! Woo! With a winner.
Oh.
How many times have you told that one over the years?
20 million.
20 million times.
My family love it. Mum loves it.
Oh, beautiful. And the traffic man who's got us through the traffic for 30 years.
Oh, yes. And, of course, all the photos and videos are all going to be up very, very soon in the podcast. So many, you know, listen to it and reflect back on what a great day.
Oh, yeah, magic.
Yeah, and thanks to the Mix 94.5 team, I'm getting emotional, but Mix 94.5 team have put this together over weeks and months, to be honest.
No.
But to you, Paulie, one more traffic, mate.
I know what all the goings on would have been. Taking a look at the big, beautiful Swanee Beach now. There's a buggy from Legends at the Netherlands Swanbourne Surf Lifing Club who helped us this morning. Fantastic. We did 100 miles an hour. Pretty clogged up in the line for ice creams. Ice creams? Where's the ice creams? Everyone, yeah. And down to the Nudie Beach. It seems to be a deep, long tunnel. Traffic every 15 minutes. Don't get in the car without.
Yeah! Oh.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Please welcome the Cancer Council WA Ambassador, John Burgess. Burgess. Oh,
thanks very much, guys. Very nice to be here. And I've just got to say, apart from the fact this is a magnificent tribute to Captain Paul, and he's looking so good over there, too.
Thank you.
I'm like, whatever,
so are you.
Whatever you're taking, I'd like some of that. But great you guys raising awareness like you're doing today. It's a fantastic cause, and it's an insidious problem that we all face. But, yeah, well done.
Well, you do so much for the Cancer Council, and you are an ambassador for this reason. And you know, Paulie coming forward and saying, I want to use this opportunity to get people to come forward with their screenings. We know for bowel cancer, only 43% of West Australians are currently returning their kits. And we're hoping that by next year they can go, oh, guys, turns out stats 100%. Yeah. Like, we've done something different. Yeah. So big changes.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. But, of course, all this costs money, of course, to do the research and what have you. So, all the support that the Cancer Council can get is fantastic. They don't get much help from the government, I've got to say. So, you know, if anybody wants to make a small donation, doesn't matter how big or small.
Oh, we'll hit Mark McGowan up. He'll be listening this morning. So,
of course he is.
Absolutely. Of course, it is such an insidious disease, but I think it's the one thing. Somehow it feels right that I'm sitting at John Burgess's feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, it is the one thing that I think all families can relate to. I don't know any family that hasn't been touched by this disease in some way.
No, you don't. Not a day goes by without hearing of somebody. There's so many forms of it as which is, it's a real problem. But I'm glad to hear it's Flashback Friday.
It is Flashback Friday.
So it's nice that I'm here today.
Maybe we'll play Echo Beach just for you.
No, we can go further back than me. The oldest person in the room here, I think.
No.
Hey, John, you've been going through your own personal struggles, yourself and Jan, over the last few years. It's been a lot of grief for you guys, but also a lot of courage.
Yeah, my wife has had an awful time of it in the last 3 years or so. She found a lump in her breast and then had those removed, and then 1 year almost to the day later went to check again and did a scan, and she had a breast removed, had a mastectomy because it had come back. And then in 2017 had another scan because she wasn't feeling right, and they diagnosed she had cancer in the liver.
Right.
So that was a 7.5 hour operation that she went through. Brave girl, my wife, Jen.
Yeah.
But the medication that she's on is working, which is nice. She's on two forms of that. Seems to be going okay. But, I mean, you know, it's a struggle, and I think we're not the only ones going through it, of course.
Which is terribly sad. It's terribly sad that so many of us are going through it. And I suppose, as you say, what we can do is donate, raise awareness, and keep getting checked, looking at our bodies, being more aware of what's happening.
The thing about it is that, I mean, she looks terrific. But she's got this thing inside her that's killing it, you know, or wants to. You know, but at the moment, it's going pretty good.
Yeah. Great.
Well, it's wonderful if you can join us today, John. We appreciate that. And
it's my pleasure.
Yeah. Great to see you, ladies and gentlemen. Please, let's hear it for the one and only John
Burgess.
Who are we, Burgess?
And good on you. Good on you, Paul. I used to listen to you when I was coming home from school. It was, you know.
And you walk 25 miles on a 42-degree day.
Before the war.
Yeah, we spent early days around the boats with Alf Barbagallo, Frank Margarita, and it's like the early days on the water and the fun days. So it was a long time ago. So
thanks for bringing that up.
Now you've got this Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch-up. Get great savings at Chemist Warehouse. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Join them weekday mornings from 6.